right now we say hello again to attorney Todd Flood, who we turn to, as I say, Todd, more often than ever to get some help from you on the things that are going on around us. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Paul W. The pleasure is mine.
The first question is one of clarity on the attorney general responding to the superintendent of the schools saying that he wants a third-party investigation of what happened, taking it out of the hands of, I guess, Oakland County Sheriff's Department and his own school. They want a third party, and we then have our Attorney General, Dana Nessel, kind of saying, pick me, I'm ready. She has offered to do an independent investigation into the Oxford school tragedy. I don't get this. Wouldn't the Attorney General not wait for an invitation to do that, but just do it because of the fact that there was a heinous crime against the people?
Well, the crime, the jurisdiction of the crime is Karen McDonald, the Oakland County prosecutor. And the attorney general has to be invited in if she's going to usurp the Oakland County prosecutor's office or Sheriff Richard's position. Sheriff Richard's got one of the best criminal investigation teams in the country. So as far as a criminal review goes, although she talked about that in the paper, we're uniquely positioned because we both have criminal and civil departments. That seems to be some serious conflicts that could come up in play. What are you going to compel people to talk and then charge them later? You'd have to give them certain immunity, certain rights, because in essence, this is what is called a human resources investigation. And we have these all the time. Our great school of U of M, Eastern Michigan University, Michigan State University, where third parties have come in and done an investigation for that school to make sure they are meeting thresholds, meeting the requirements that are put forth in their school district as far as what they are regulated to do. Those things, I mean, Jones Day is doing it with U of M right now. You know, Wilmer Hale has done it with U of M. Eastern Michigan University has independent. So a human resources investigation, although, yes, she does have civil attorneys in a civil department, her invitation really, it has to be there. And it seems kind of odd that that's taking place right now.
Is her job as the attorney general of the state of Michigan to enforce and make sure that the schools are doing everything they're supposed to do, for example, for the safety of their students? And the other part of what you just said, Todd Flood helping us make sense of all this, I would have thought the attorney general was over all of the law enforcement for the state, including the Oakland County prosecutor, including the Oakland County sheriff.
No. Unless there is an internal investigation or an investigation that's taken place that the prosecutor or the sheriff's department or agency is committing a crime, a case that takes place with a local jurisdiction, you know, wherever that local jurisdiction, and often
in the state of Michigan,
the resources.
Right.
Well, the state of Michigan, but if it's in the city of Grosse Pointe or Oxford or wherever the case may be, Oxford has to invite in the Michigan State Police, which then invite in necessarily the Attorney General's office. There is a protocol and a way of getting to the Attorney General in specific cases. And those protocols have to be followed. You just can't come in and take over Karen McDonald's job. That's just not the way it works. So the school district has the right, they want to, and properly so, bring in a third party. The AG just can't come in and say, we're the ones that are going to do that, we're doing the investigation. So,
well, then help me before we run out of time.
Sure.
Could you narrowly define what the AG's job is all about if all these other people have jurisdiction in each city?
Well, obviously, they're the chief law enforcement officer for the state of Michigan. And they have agencies throughout the state that they represent. They represent the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services, the DEQ. They represent the Michigan State Police. They represent all these different agencies have different jurisdictions. They take care of those, all of the both civil and criminal acts. They also have in their general jurisdiction where they're brought into, we have Special Assistant Attorney Generals, SAGs, if you will, and also Special Assigned Assistant Attorney Generals that are working side by side with local jurisdictions, for example, in child welfare or child neglect or in domestic violence. There will be cases in Genesee County, Wayne County, Macomb County, where we have special assigned AGs to assist in those particular counties. So they basically are law enforcement arm for all the state agencies and also on the civil side. The local prosecutor takes care of, Kim Worthy takes care of all the crimes as far as prosecuting them and law enforcement for Wayne County. And when she needs assistance or has to have help from the AG, she brings them in. That's primary function. But Dana Nestle is wanting to do a human resource type investigation into Oxford. She's offering that up. I doubt seriously that is, you know, it would doesn't necessarily make sense to me, because what happens if you find another crime here by the school district for a failure to act? Then you're going to have to prosecute that particular.
Well, no one wants to find that, but they're going to find that, sadly, and it'll be interesting to see how that is handled, because as I write in my column today in the Detroit News, after giving a lot of credit to a lot of people who did the right thing and did it quickly, not everything was done the way it should have been from what we've learned. Got to run, Todd. Thanks for being with us.
Paul W., always a pleasure.
Thank you. Todd Flood, the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.